It rolls back into the end zone, and you got to bring it out while 11 guys are steamrolling to you. I was like, damn, that's going to be exciting. But I learned, unfortunately, that you could just down it even if you touch it outside the four. And I was like, damn, you missed an opportunity to make the kickoffs really exciting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, they want – I don't know what the percentage is going to look like. I use this because we had Darren Rizzi on. I don't know if you were on that day, and he said 70%. It's probably too high. But there are going to be a lot of returns.
Oh, no, no. There's going to be a lot of returns.
These guys, where the ball's lined up, it's about kicking it high.
We have added the excitement back to the special teams unit.
But with that, the Cameron Goods of the world are a lot more important.
Yes, they are.
Now, listen, they still they've got some really, really tough decisions still at that position, and we're gonna jump into some of that stuff. So my gut feeling is the guy that's in trouble is Murphy. I don't think Murphy.
Grayson Murphy?
Yeah, I don't think.
Worse than that, Mo Kamara is in trouble.
No, he Kamara's in trouble too. Yes.
Grayson Murphy talked to him this week, and he actually said he has clocked more special team snaps than anybody else on the team. And I was just like, whoa, that's an important information there, brother.
So it really comes down to you got your big four now. And by the way, Jalen Phillips, good to see him out there. And
oh, he looks like a monster.
Go. Yeah, yeah. He looks like fresh and going.
He looks – I said this earlier this week on Twitter, and I want to see if you agree or disagree with this. I love Zach Sealer. I think Jordan Brooks is a future star, probably on the Carlos Dansby level. Minka, without a doubt, is still got it as a safety.
He's got good camp since he's been here.
Has a good camp. Had an interception yesterday. Yeah. But you know who has the potential to be defensive player of the year for the Dolphins? Jalen Phillips.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say this. We you know the problem there.
I know, but if I could have a healthy season.
Okay.
If I could have a healthy season, and, you know, it's money year. It's money time.
There is no question, but, like, the one thing I always say when people get mad and frustrated with Tua, nobody gets hurt on purpose.
True.
And it's 2 years in a row, and it's been a bad one. I mean, those have been two bad ones.
Yeah.
If he can stay healthy, I'm with you. He still his movement. I was watching him yesterday, Woo! Too, and he's got it.
Nobody moves like him.
I thought you were going to say chop.
Nah, I'm not on the chop program. I'm on the Jalen Phillips program.
All right. Well,
because Jalen can do everything. Chop can't do everything. Jalen can drop back in coverage. Jalen can pressure. Jalen can blitz. Jalen can stop the run.
So
Chop can't do all that.
So let me just give you my feeling that the one thing I'm guessing is with Judon and Chop there, they're going to take some snaps from those two guys on the outside. They're not going to play as much. It's about trying to get and I'm sure they'll tell them because, you know, the communication is big on this team. It's not like it used to be my way and the highway and don't worry about it, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be, hey, our goal is to get you into December and January.
No question about that. And I think for Jalen, the important thing is to make it through the season healthy because you probably, if you have a great season, you got at least $60 million waiting for you, at least, if you have a good season, if you're Jalen Phillips, because obviously he's an impending free agent. I think Matt Judon is more for the setting the edge for me because – you know, despite what they want to say about Chop, I still have not seen proof evidence that he can set the edge.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to defend him and it's all great, well and good, but we'll see when he's on the field, if he's on the field on first or second downs.
By the way, the coaches use him. They see it, and if he can't do something, they're not going to put him in that situation,
correct,
knowing that the league knows what you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So let me ask, let's get in the other guys. I'm not worried. Those guys are going to be around, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about how well everybody plays. So you think Cameron Good's ahead of Grayson Murphy or behind him? For as far as keeping the fifth guy, because I'm going to ask you about Quentin Bell coming up too.
I'm not scared of cutting Cameron Good because I don't necessarily fear that a team is going to pick him up. However, I know if I lose him, I'm going to lose a very important special teams player, probably my third best special teams player. If I'm Craig Aukerman,
By the way, who's better? Just running down and making plays from this
Elijah Campbell is the number one special teams player on the team.
Well, listen, Cameron Good's been really good this preseason.
No. I did not say he's not been very good. I just said Elijah Campbell is probably
some guys. You're right, and he's going to be on the team.
Yeah,
so,
no,
Elijah's not in this conversation.
We're not even worried about Elijah. Elijah's on the team,
and Elijah will probably get snaps at safety too. So
yes.
Where Cameron Good. So this thing with Aukerman coming in and the way his guys have played,
mm-hmm.
I think he's got some pull coming in with
absolutely.
Mike.
Absolutely.
I sense that he comes in and things that he's put in place with his team, and he's going. You know, I think everybody after the first couple of preseason games
has seen the improvement.
Where's this been?
Mm-hmm.
One guy comes in and
mm-hmm.
and by
I mean,
the way,
that's what happened sometimes.
And didn't keep his own kicker.
Correct.
He went with the best guy, who Jason Sanders comfortable holding the ball.
I respected that because Jason Sanders outperformed him. That Jason Sanders averaged 13.5 more yards than Stonehouse.
Bailey, not Jason Sanders.
I mean, not Jason Sanders. Yeah, yeah. Jake Bailey.
Bailey.
You can't ignore that and had better hang time. You can't ignore.
No.
Yeah.
Bailey has bombed it. No. You're right. So let's get back to this position. You get me sidetracked sometimes on this thing, and we're sitting here and we can't keep all these guys.
Derek McClendon.
Everybody loves Derek McClendon.
I do. He's my number one player to watch at practice.
Okay. So where's he fit into this? You can't keep all these guys.
I am keeping him. I'm not letting him go.
Is he ahead of Quentin Bell?
For me, yes.
Okay.
I'm the guys. I have a new approach when putting together my 53. If I don't fear losing you to somebody on the waiver wire,
yeah.
I could put you on my practice squad. Derek McClendon is on my 53. I cannot ignore what I've seen. I just can't. Grayson Murphy. I haven't paid enough attention to special teams to see how he plays on that.
You know
unit.
We can't keep all these guys we're talking about.
I know
about.
We can't. Okay. But we can keep all of them on practice squad
if they
get claimed.
But some of them get claimed.
Yeah, I know. Which
everybody's
is, I'm just worried about the guys who aren't going to get who are going to get claimed. And to me that's Derek McClendon. If I'm some team that has a thirsty pass rushing unit, I hear how Derek McClendon has done. I've watched the preseason game. And even Grayson Mercy has more sacks. But I can't let Derek McClendon go, to me. And I don't know what this organization is going to do because we had a Chris McCain years ago. You watch practice. Chris McCain's a monster. He stayed around here for like 3 years, but he never really did anything in the games. So you never know how it's going to play out. But to me, I can't watch Derek McClendon at practice and then say, yeah, I could chance put him on the waiver wire and potentially losing him.
All right. So that's and by the way, that's just starters here. We got a lot of stuff that we want to jump aboard on here today as far as a whole bunch of different parts to this team, including the other two that everybody's talking about. And that is, where are you on the offensive line and the cornerback group, especially – now we got two more guys out. I don't think they're long term, but Sheffield and
Ethan Bonner,
and those guys we were talking about being starred. It's amazing. Somebody goes down, or two guys go down. All of a sudden, you go out there at practice, and you're going, "Whoa! Look at this! Look at this! Three guys playing today here in the
Jason
in the
Marshall Jr. is now a new
now
nickel.
How about that one? All of a sudden, he jumps inside, and they go, "Man, we like his size. He's a natural here." And is he going to start in that nickel position to start the season?
I think so.
Because all they tell us about Mike Hilton is, we know what he can do.
Yep, and I never see him practice. Like, we know what he can do.
Mike can't run. You know that. Mike Hilton can't run. I watch him one-on-one drills. Can't.
I
can't run.
Okay. I don't watch one-on-ones against – when we go one-on-ones, I'm watching the trench guys.
Mike's fine on the stuff coming up and the blitz packages and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
You put Mike Hilton out there.
Yeah,
That's just what I saw.
Okay, I did not know that. I don't watch 101.
All these things. Listen, it's what makes getting the 53
mm-hmm.
fun. And then, by the way, even though the team takes a super positive approach with you guys, with all of us, on everybody on the team, you know, the truth is when you put your 53 together,
yeah.
And you see what's out there, and you see what potentially you can get in a little mini trades.
Yep. If I'm Chris Greer right now, I'm shopping for a left tackle, and I probably need a little bit of running back help.
Yeah. Well, listen, I got to take a break here at some point here. I don't know if we can – we got this thing figured out to go to break, so we'll do that coming up here in just a second. But first, before we do, I do want to take a second this morning to talk to you about some very, very important things, very, very important things at for all of us, and it's your home. I want to talk to you about protecting your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. I had Chevin in here yesterday, and he said, hey, man, one thing you can do with the noodles going all over the place and during hurricane season, you never know when we're going to get hit. So far, so good for South Florida. But if you got an old leaky roof, replace your old roof now, and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on the legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Covering all of South Florida. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. That
yes.
He can trust.
And that's the thing. And he admitted, basically, I don't really throw to you if I don't feel.
Oh, we've seen that.
Yeah, we know that. Like,
ask Braxton Berrios and some other guys.
NWI, he's got horrible chemistry with NWI.
Yes.
NWI
needs to play inside, by the way.
Think he needs to be a slot?
Yes.
No. He's no. Mm-mm.
Not a good guy off Cham, and the timing, he and Tua on their timing is just.
Yeah, it's bad.
Not great. Not great. But I'll tell you what, Malik.
Yeah, no.
Malik's
but this
Malik's
is not
good.
New.
And
this
I
got to
tell
new.
You, D. Eskridge, I know you've been on D. Eskridge. D. Eskridge has really shown me getting open, running deep routes. He should have had one in the game. Ran a deep post pattern, breaking wide open, and ball was underthrown. But D. Eskridge just looked really, really good.
You know he's a former second-round pick, right?
Yeah. No. I just trying to figure out where everybody fits in when this is all said and done as far as
solid. D should be locked in.
Locked in to play right away.
I'm good with him playing right away. I think if we're not factoring people's status and their draft status and playing favorites, which we do here. I know you don't like to hear it.
I just think
you don't like to hear it.
I think so. I thought about this for a few days. Okay. On this thing that you've accused the team of, I just whether I like them or don't like them, I've just every guy I've ever played with, you just play the best guys because there's so much pressure to win. You're not going to do anything that's going to hurt you. Like you're going to put in another guy that's not as good, and you're not winning, and he's not doing the job.
I got proof for you.
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Last year, even though Storm Duck was better, more consistent, more reliable, why were you playing Cam Smith? Did he earn it? Nope. Was he playing well? Nope. But you kept throwing him out there. Why?
I could tell you the Cam Smith thing.
Go ahead.
They're still, and actually there's two guys on this team that, and I'm glad you brought that up. Hey, man, I've literally.
Two? They're like four guys on scholarship.
No.
Five.
But Jack Jones, another guy. They look at their talent.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, everybody talks about Cam Smith in and out of breaks. And he looks, when you just watch him, you go, this guy.
Should be good.
And by the way, Jack Jones, same thing. I watch him come in out of break the first day, and I go, wow, he's a different level than all the other guys out there. But then he takes double fakes and double moves, and he's a real aggressive.
This is a perfect illustration of who Jack Jones is. He gets an interception on Trevor Lawrence in the red zone. Probably could have taken it for pick six. One of three interceptions on the day. Defense really killed it. They did well. But then in the situational period, Joe, where you've got less than 2 minutes, each team is starting at the 35. They've got less than 2 minutes to drive down the field. They're trailing by two.
Yeah.
And on fourth down, who gives up a 45-yard pass? Jack Jones.
Yeah.
It's like you will get the good and you will get the very bad.
So it probably tells you, like it tells me, Jack's going to get some interceptions, but Jack's going to give it up, which has been the history of Jack Jones playing.
8 touchdowns last year. Yes.
Right. But occasionally, the stutter is going to be what I think it is, and I'm going to break when you break down. I'm going to cut in front of you, pick it off. But
that's why he's returned 4 of his 7 interceptions for touchdowns.
But he does, and when he gets beat,
he gets beat.
It is getting smoked or burned or whatever you want to say, sliced up. And
as I wrote in my, I wrote a column about him in the Miami Herald that should be in today's paper. And for the Detroit Lions to produce a minute long highlight reel.
For everybody in the country to see, by the way.
Everybody
got to see it go.
Like, I have never seen
it. I got guys calling me about, who's 23, man? He's getting smoked and all. It's the same guy. And I go, it's Jack Jones. He's with the Raiders last year.
Yeah. And
he didn't come out and say he's like, funny.
I got cooked.
Yeah, he got cooked. So anyway, I think Jack Jones, and maybe you disagree, they look at Jack Jones and Cam Smith. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh my God, we're just waiting for that moment to come together.
Yeah.
And the light goes on. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Cam Smith's light, I listen to him and I go, that light's never coming on with Cam Smith. It's just not. Hey, would you do anything differently over the last couple of years? No, I'm good with everything I've done. But the coaches said you got to be in better shape. And no, I'm good.
Take care of your body.
I'm good.
I got no regrets.
But I know it. But to your thought, and a lot of people agree with you, you know, when you're the first pick in a draft and a high pick.
You beat me up all the time because I say I don't care about a person's draft status. There are Brent Grimes and Cam Wakes out there. There are Zach Sealers out there. I'm sorry, you should play the best player. That does not always happen around here. It doesn't. And you can say whatever you want, but especially during the Chris Greer tenure, he is trying to justify his draft picks. Channing Tindall has been here for 3 years on scholarship.
Yeah.
Every linebacker that they sign jumps ahead of him on the depth chart.
True.
And he is still here. What are you doing?
Yep.
Like, say, you know, Eric Uzukama.
By the way, like, Channing Tindall still very athletic.
He'll never come on.
They don't trust him at linebacker. No. He can make 12 tackles. Last year, he made 13 tackles in a preseason game. And I was like, wow. You know, and I'm sitting up there, and I got to say, like, hey, Channing Tindall's got double-digit in sacks today. And occasionally makes a tackle for loss, and you go, what a nice play.
Athlete, yeah.
And you just realize we bring in all these different coordinators, and nobody trusts them to play.
I remember this was a very important point in my career. I was talking to Brian Hartline because Brian Hartline used to be the guy that I'd go to explain anything. If I saw something on the field that I didn't understand, I went to Brian Hartline. He explained it well for me. And he once told me, you know the difference between the guys who come in here and play early and the guys who don't? And he's like, intelligence.
Yeah.
Smart players play. It doesn't matter how athletic you are, because Patrick Turner was drafted ahead of him. He played ahead of Patrick Turner and had a better career than Turner because he was smart.
Hey, you know, it's funny. And by the way, you're right on this. You're right on this point, this part of the point. I heard Aaron Rodgers yesterday talking about his tight end class, how good it is.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't mention Jonnu Smith. He mentioned another guy. He goes, he's so smart, I can trust him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And I thought he was going to, he goes, wow, I love my tight ends. And he said,
I don't think he's worked with John.
He talked about the defensive tackle's young brother who's playing tight end for him. Two brothers playing together. Guy's sitting out, a defensive tackle sitting out for not happy his contracts. Great player, 36 years old. Defensive tackle for the Steelers.
I'll look it up.
Anyway, so let me ask you, Cam Smith. I was dying to ask you. I don't know how many corners are going to keep. Do they keep enough for Cam Smith to have a job?
I think that they should probably begin the season with putting Bonner on IR. I think there was another.
Sheffield's supposed to be back.
Sheffield's supposed to be back, but that's been lingering for a little while. I'm putting so many guys on IR, Joe, just so I could stash them. I think Cam Smith's going to make it on the draft pick scholarship. I do. Connor Hayward is who you're talking about.
Yeah.
If Chris Greer cuts Cam Smith, and I thought that Cam Smith was destined to be cut, but then he had a better game.
Made a great break on the ball and across
Saturday.
The ground.
Yeah. Saturday. because you remember when Cam Smith, his rookie year, was competing with Noah Igbinoghene to become the starting cornerback opposite Xavier Howard, and he bid on a stop and go that led to a 74-yard touchdown against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we never saw Cam Smith ever.
That was it.
That was it. He went in Vic Fangio's doghouse and never came out.
No.
And this Saturday will be his chance at redemption. If I'm the Dolphins, I start him in that game. You got to show me you're ready.
I think you're right about one thing. If there's one guy I'm betting on that's going to play a lot of football, that they can't worry about resting him, getting him ready. They got to find out what's going on, because there are people going to believe what you believe. Like, year three, Cam Smith's the same friggin' guy, always hurt, doesn't take care of himself, gets down, mopes.
Yep.
Body language sucks.
Body language is horrible.
And we're keeping him because Chris, there's going to be people that believe it. And by the way, a lot of people said if you hit on your top picks, to your point, Iggy and Cam Smith would be starting in their prime right now on the outside. But they're not. They're not. Iggy's somewhere else.
We got a lot of wasted draft picks.
All right. So, hey, listen, we got to go to break here, Omar. And nothing like you bringing the worst out in me here again this morning, as we've got still a lot more stuff to talk about. And we will get into the good and bad of the Miami Dolphins. And we know the starters are going to play, and Tyreek Hill will not play. So do you think Jalen Waddle gets a few snaps with the ones? Or
a couple. Maybe. I don't know if he passes 10 snaps. But Jalen and Tua, their chemistry is phenomenal. Malik's chemistry is phenomenal. You got to give Tua a weapon. If you're going to put Tua out there, you got to give him weapons, right?
Well, so he's got a couple guys that I think we all trust right now. I just think, man, I'm D. Eskridge is just every time you turn around. And Malik moving the chains with that group, with Tua in the game. Trust him, giving him getting separation. And you're right about Tua, man. If he trusts you, he's going to throw it to you. And if not, you might as well just be the great decoy of all time, because
that's
a good observation by you. I agree. All right. Hey, you can agree about this. South Florida Chevy dealers got it rolling here on a Friday. I love talking about South Florida Chevy dealers on a Friday, because that means the weekend's right around the corner. You can finally get out and go see what I've been talking about forever, and that is your South Florida Chevy dealers and the SUV family. Man, from the big boys like a Suburban or a Tahoe. Now, look, if you need a lot of space and you like to be real comfortable and you want the whole family to be comfortable, whether it's getting the kids together and getting them to practice, getting ready to take a little trip, and you travel on the weekends down to the Keys or heading to Orlando or up north, man, you can't beat a Suburban or Tahoe for unlimited space. It's fantastic. Got the 2025 Tahoe, and I love it. My favorite of all time. But let's talk about the midsize SUVs, like that all-new Equinox. Check that. Not just the convenient driver tech and all the room, but the electric Equinox SUV, too. It is on fire. Again, great look and all the goodies you could ever want with all the space you need for your family and friends. Right over to the perfect Silverado truck. Man, listen, our cleanup hitter, our big dog, is always the Silverado truck. They're strong, they're durable, and it's like we make a truck absolutely perfect for you. With the choice of four strong options, you can't go wrong. All the commanding power you get, the roll-formed high-strength steel, you can go on and on. See your South Florida Chevy dealers, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, and we got great offers going on right now. So this weekend, plan on taking a test drive. Sit down and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer. All right, we've got things rolling here finally this morning. We got All Day Dan Day in there, all tuned up, ready to go with us today. Omar Kelly's in from the Miami Herald here on a Friday after being at I thought camp went by pretty fast.
It did. It goes by too fast.
Especially at 10 or 11 days on the road. That just put it at a whole different level, man. That thing was...
I will say this. That's probably the most aggressive camp that I've seen in Dolphins history.
Don't say history.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. That hold on. Since in the new era of football, right, where you're not allowed to do two-a-days and you have a certain allotment of padded practices. Yes, yeah. I know you guys used to go out there in pads.
Well, you in history, and I just wanted to give you a history lesson.
Now, I watched Jimmy Johnson practices. I'm talking about since I think it was 2011 when the rules changed and you couldn't run players into the
right
ground.
Yeah. Right.
It's probably the most aggressive camp. I think the last three days I've watched them, their legs look dead. And yesterday, and this is a norm. I watch players on the sideline, the guys who are the bubble players, and you could just tell everybody's got like IBS. They're just nervous. They're just all, they're like, damn, I messed up on that snap. Like, damn. Is it going to get me cut? And Mike even said going into the day, I'm going to be deciding a lot of people's futures based on what I see in the next 2 days. And it's true. It's about 10 guys where, like, yeah, I can't call it. Like,
you know, being a little uncomfortable is good. I never used to, you know, at the time being – I was on the bubble every year, so I literally...
You were the Cameron Good?
There was no security. There just wasn't, because you could always be replaced, as you know, in this, yes, game quickly, except for the great players. And so I think that's good. Guys motivated late in camp, a little concerned. And by the way, why not? Hey, you know, we haven't gotten into this. To some of your point, we're most likely against the Colts going to have 5 draft picks that are going to play on offense and defense. 5. Some of them are going to start. The other ones are going to rotate in. We're going to have 2 defensive tackles. I'm going to help you out with that so you didn't think I'm getting wild. A guard and a running back and a nickelback.
You're right. I just did the math.
When was the last time? And by the way, I don't know about Biggers. I'm not so sure Biggers is quite ready to go, but everybody likes the improvements he's made, he's going to be on there.
He's made a ton of improvements.
But I have trouble believing they're going to go with 3 young guys and play them a lot right off the bat.
You're one injury away from Biggers playing.
No, I get it. Hey, man, we can say that about.
You got to get ready.
That's why depth is so important. So I've been getting this a lot, and I got it again yesterday. And we always sit around, and we sit at some point, and I'm talking about the old guys. Like, all right. So we watch practice or we watch the game and we have that moment. We go, all right, so what do you think? What's your gut feeling? Because you see things that you want to believe.
Yeah.
And then you see things that are like, I don't know, man. Yeah. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid on what coach is saying about this certain position.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we're kind of, you know, and it's the same topics. It's the offensive line. It's depth of the offensive line.
Oh, my God.
Everybody said Larry Borum's gotten a lot better.
He has. Does he still suck?
I don't know. Suck strong.
Okay. Is he still bad?
Bad sounds like you should be cut like one of the first 10 kids.
Let me correct myself. Is he still mediocre?
You come from where football's played to use that word suck on these guys.
All right.
Omar,
okay.
You always do that.
I apologize. Is he still mediocre? Could he start 6 games for you and not?
He might have to. History says he's going to have to play. If you look at, hey, I'll tell you what would be really nice. By the way, it doesn't happen very often in the NFL where the same 5 guys play. Somebody gets rolled up on whiplash. Your block guy gets blocked into you.
It happens.
Running back.
It happens for Buffalo though.
Yeah. No. Same 10 guys every year. Same 5. And the first 5 go, you guys probably aren't going to play very much, except the guy that comes in to play a little tight end for us when we have a 6 offensive lineman come in the game.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, they have been really, really durable. But I did want to lay that on you. Like, hey, man, I'm okay with this playing 5 rookies. We've been asking for this. Matter of fact, we said before, like, hey, Chris, you're right. This thing needs to be about the draft. I don't want to keep giving up draft picks for guys that, and come to find out
they were in a different
spot. Marriages don't last very long.
They don't. And also when you start trading players for draft picks, you can't afford to re-sign them all. So you've learned a valuable lesson.
Get them on the cheap, and
then when you have too many of them, you have to pay too many of them, and you have to let both of your safeties, Javon Holland and what's the other one that went to Denver?
Yeah, you're right. The year before. He actually played well the first year.
Yes, he played,
there.
Yeah. I can't remember his name.
I did too.
The lesson I've learned from the F them picks era is when you collect all these draft picks, it doesn't necessarily guarantee you're going to have a good team, but you can't afford to pay everybody. You got your Christian Wilkins,
yes.
Robert yes. Hunt, right. Javon Holland, the safety that left. You can't afford to pay everybody.
Yes, totally agree. And so, hey, man, I didn't know it'd be five. And as you said, Bigger's probably the next guy up. I don't know about Trader. I think Trader's going to play a lot in this game. Finally going to get his feet wet.
If they don't put him on IR, just stash him. Put him on IR because you don't have the roster spots. He's already injured. Give him 4 weeks to get healthy. Those IR spots are there for an important reason, valuable reason.
Well, you got to use them throughout.
Yep.
And it seems like most teams are using all of them. They have to use them at some point, especially late in the season, and everybody's a little banged up. But we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we jump in this 7 o'clock. We're going to check in with Larry Bluestein. We got four teams ranked in the top 11 in the country. We got four teams in the top 11 in
South
the country.
Florida. South Florida.
And by the way, three in Broward. One in Dade. Teddy Bridgewater loaded up Northwestern. So Teddy, by the way, you guys every day should start with a prayer and go, thank you, Teddy, down at Northwestern. You guys were playing second fiddle for a long time to Central. Mm. And Teddy goes, no more. I'm back.
Ouch. Central will be back too. This goes in ebbs and flows.
No, it probably does go back and forth. Yeah. Central
book.
I don't know. Everybody says Central's down a little bit.
It comes down to leadership.
I'm hoping that game is on a Friday night that I get to watch Central and Northwestern. I'm going to make you go out there with me.
I will go check that out.
Anyway, Chaminade loaded again. American Heritage Plantation, 5-star Diabelle over there. A lot of guys, you're playing with him. Why not go there? And of course, St. Thomas Aquinas.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be a fun year. Larry Bluestein's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk about that. Plus got a lot of college news as Notre Dame and Miami get set to play. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday night, kind of wrap up the whole weekend of what's going to Saturday and Sunday going to be great for college football next week. Teasers this week, just little appetizers compared to what we have coming up. Omar Kelly with us for the show this morning. And we have all the oldies but goodies with us. Mike Florio will join us later on. We'll get into all the drama going on from Cleveland to Dallas and everywhere else that's got plenty of drama right now. Atlantic Men's Clinic, I got to tell you, I had great results. And I can't go. Today's my Atlantic Men's Clinic day, actually, to go down and see all my friends there in that plantation location. Low T and ED. Nobody likes to talk about it. I understand that. But it's going to happen to every guy. Every guy. Black, white, brown, doesn't matter. Sometimes it happens to guys in their 40s, and I feel bad for you that you got to get on the program early. But if you find yourself constantly tired and just drained, and then you've noticed it started to affect your sex life, it's a hit and miss, and then that one day I went home and it was just a miss, and my poor wife's making excuses. Don't worry. You're stressed out. You're tired. You're working so hard. It was all week, man. It wasn't had anything to do with that. It had to do with ED and low T. And Atlantic Men's Clinic took care of it for me. I got the T, the PSA test, got everything done, met with their professionals, and they put me on a program. And everybody, number one question I get from guys when they come up, how quickly does it work, Joe, for everything? You know, energy plus that other thing you talk about in the bedroom. Quickly. Couple weeks, man, you're feeling great. I'm serious, man. Great results, super fast, 7 locations, including a brand new location in Hollywood. Hey, man, set it up that first appointment. You'll be glad you did. Say, hey, Joe Rose said to give you guys a call. I want to find out more. 877-455-7300. Why do you have to, like, stop and be tired all the time, sit on the couch, take naps, gain 25 pounds when you can still be active? Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. It works.